Clue number three. First day of school was October 31st, 1945. It was Halloween. I was just 6 years old and one of the smaller boys in the class. My mom had remarried Mr. Ekdahl. First day of school was at Benbrook Elementary, just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. That afternoon, we made Halloween masks out of paper mache. My mask was a big white face, a big lumpy face like Mr. Ekdahl's. We tied a string around the back and hooked it above our ears and walked home wearing our lumpy masks. When I got home, Mom said,
Lee, you look like an old ghost.
No, I don't. I look like Mr. Ekdahl.
Now there, that's no way to talk about Mr. Ekdahl. Sit down here and tell me about your first day at school.
Okay.
Did you meet any new friends today?
I don't know.
Did you talk to any of the other children in class?
We're not allowed to speak during class. That's what Mrs. Schilling said.
What about during recess? Did you talk to any of the other boys?
No, but they had costumes.
What kind of costumes?
There were girl angels, and Captain Avenger, and a vampire, and there was even a red devil.
And when did you make your mask?
This afternoon, in craft class.
Are there boys and girls in craft class?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad you had such a creative first day at school.
Mom, will I go to heaven?
Of course you will. All God's children end up in heaven.
What about Hitler? Is Hitler in heaven too?
Well, that's different.
Is it different in the same way that you killed that bird that flew straight into the kitchen window?
I didn't kill it.
But it was still alive in the flower box before you twisted its neck.
Now you're talking about two entirely different things. Remember our rule. Ask one question, get one answer.